Hi, my name is Chris, I'm 29, and I'm a chocoholic. Did you ever wake up in the morning, craving after chocolate without a single warning? This song goes out to my fellas out there, hold on, be strong and you never go. I love my chocolate, spread on my bread, every morning, straight out of bed. A thick lay like a pancake. Just ask my Uncle Johnny, I'ma dash it like an earthquake. I get it done with a fine cup of coffee. Black for the choice, give me that toffee. I'm going by the name of MC Acapella. My favorite spread still remains Nutella. Ella, Ella, come on my umbrella. I be Uncle Fester and you be my Cinderella. I treat you like a superstar, Ella. Trust me, you'll always be my Nutella. I'm a choco path, give me my choco. You could call me crazy, you could call me loco. Chop to the O-L-A-T-E. Chocolate, that's me. Woo! Clap your hands, clap your hands, clap your hands, yeah. I've always loved Nutella. I love Nutella so much to the point I became a danger to those around me. My girlfriend left me for the simple reason I found Nutella more attractive than her. I needed help. So I found that chocolate guru on the internet. He had a PhD in chocology and was specialized in Mars, Milky Way, M&M's, Snickers, Twix, and Nutella. My man. So I got his details and I met him up in his office. His office was right across the street. So I took the bus. I got there and he knew everything about me. He said, "Let me tell you why you're here. You are here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something about this thing. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. It's this feeling that has brought you to me. Do you know what I'm talking about?" Nutella. He told me everything about Nutella. Beginning, middle, present, future. He even told me the path I was on would lead me to my destruction. I laughed at first because, come on, who in human history ever died from Nutella? But nevertheless, I believed him because, hey, after all, he was the one with a PhD in chocolate brownies or whatever. So I had to make a choice. He turned to me and he said, "Now, this is your final chance. After this, there is no more turning back. You take the blue M&Ms. The story ends. You go back home, believe whatever you want to believe, and possibly end up dying from a Nutella overdose preceded by Nutella diarrhea. And trust me, it hurts. Take the red M&Ms. You stay in Cocoa Pops land. And I show you how high that monkey's tree goes." So I went for the blue M&Ms, exactly. You know why? Because Nutella is just so incredible, unstoppable, impossible, indescribably good. Nutella is so good, you could put it on anything. I'm still baffled though. We have the Mars drinks, the Bounty drinks, the Milky Way drinks. Where's the Nutella drink? I mean, what are they waiting for? Because I'm waiting, you know. I mean, I've been dreaming about this. Nutella, you know, black chocolate, white chocolate, brown chocolate, toffee, chocktail for the snobs. A day without Nutella is just like a day without Nutella. But then I thought, Chris, all this effort you made, the research, the man you found to help you, all of this, to be so close to your deliverance, to just give up right now? I took the red M&Ms with a glass of chocolate tea, of course. You can't just go straight to water as a chocoholic. Brain freeze? No thanks. Can I just be honest with you? I know what you're thinking. I mean, I know it sounds silly. I wish I could, you know, just say that, you know, when I was younger, I tripped into a huge chocolate pot and this to turn me into a chocopath. But trust me, I wouldn't be standing here to tell you the dangers about Nutella if it wasn't true. Never say you're stronger than Nutella. Never. Because once you go black, you never go back. Seriously, I mean, it's so good. They should put a warning sign on it saying, warning, this product is highly addictive. Never spoon feed yourself with it in front of a movie. Seriously, put a sign on it. Because I will never forget the very first time I had Nutella. I was only 7, okay? I mean, me and my friends and cousins, we were just playing. We didn't know what we were doing, okay? At first, I had it on bread, you know? La 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 la. But then it escalated. One time I was home all alone and I had a spoon. I had it pure, natural. So I needed help. So that chocolate guru referred me into a 3-week chocolate rehabilitation program in a center called NA, Nutella Anonymous. And this is where I met my personal coach, Bill. Welcome, Chris. Welcome to the NA. I cut it there because it's just a snippet. We have a long show today. So thank you for listening. My name is Christian Makuta. All pleasure was mine. Thank you very much.